You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It's been nothing short of a disastrous few weeks for the O's, as 12 losses in 13 games have dropped them to the very fringes of playoff contention. Welcome to MLB.com Extras Baltimore Orioles. Matt Wehmeyer joined by Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. Brittany, thanks for your time this week. And, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, not even, we talked about the O's with a golden opportunity to finish off a strong homestand, which began with back-to-back walk-off wins against the A's. And now here we are, wondering if this team is still a legitimate playoff contender. How did this all go so sour in a span of less than 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, huh? I mean, they've won one game over their last 13, two separate six-game losing streaks over that stretch, and really, it could be traced back to them being swept in that four-game home series against Minnesota. So they were feeling really good. They had just swept Oakland in a four-game set. They had split with the Mets. It seemed like they were starting to click, and then their pitching and hitting both decided that they were going to kind of go downhill at the same time. They've really struggled over this stretch to score more than three runs. They've also struggled to pitch well. It's a bad combination.
And I know that, Brittany, you know, when you talk to ball players when they struggle, you know, they say that they'll put losses behind them, that it's just one of 162. But like you pointed out, you know, they have four games at home against the Twins, who are having a decent season, not to shortchange them. But again, four games at home against a team that, you know, you're battling for a wild card spot. They drop all four games. Can that have – how much of a negative effect can that have on a team collectively when they say to themselves, you know, we needed to at least split this series, we drop all four, and now things have completely gone haywire?
Yeah, I definitely think it can have a negative impact. And then, of course, they went on the road looking to turn things around, and it's a really tall task, four games against Kansas City. They were only able to win one, then they got swept in Texas. And it's really been an underlying theme for them this year that they haven't been playing well on the road. What has saved them is that they played well at home. But even now, lately, that hasn't been the case. They've dropped two in a row here to Tampa Bay. Really been embarrassed. Yesterday was 11-2, 6-3 the game before that. They're falling behind early and often, and it's really been a disaster for them. And getting back to what you said about the one game, the one series, I feel like even though they say it's only one loss, there's always a series that hurts, especially around this time of the year, that really kind of shows what direction this team is going. And for the Orioles right now, it's just continuing to go downhill.
I know that Buck Showalter, he has a reputation as one of the best skippers in the game, a great strategist, and so forth. And I know that from what little I do know about Buck Showalter, it seems like he's a typically even-keeled guy. But in your dealings with him, especially recently in the last 2 weeks, can you sense some palpable anger or frustration coming from him or from some of the clubhouse leaders during the stretch where, like you said, they've lost 12 of 13?
Oh, yeah. I think there's definitely frustration. It starts with Buck and really trickles all the way down. I mean, that clubhouse was getting emptier and emptier after they were losing games on the road. Center fielder Adam Jones has really been the guy to kind of step up in the middle of this losing streak and say, hey, we still think we're in it. We're just a losing, you know, losing team right now, but we're one hot streak away from getting back in this thing. And, you know, it is something that they keep repeating, but after a while, as the losses start to pile up, you wonder how much of it do they believe? Is it becoming a little bit more hollow than perhaps it was only a week ago? Because we all know if this was May or June, maybe it's not that big of a deal, but just where this is in the season right now makes it a very, very disappointing stretch.
Yeah, the timing could certainly not be worse to lose this many games in this short a span of time. You know, Brittany, when you look at the overall numbers for core guys like Adam Jones and Chris Davis and Manny Machado, they all look wonderful on paper. But when you try to break down the struggles of this team and where things have gone bad, can you make a decent case that these guys have been more streaky hitters as opposed to consistent hitters, and that's been a main source of the recent problems?
Oh, absolutely. I think, really, there's a couple things at play here. One, they lost two of their best on-base percentage guys in Nick Markakis and Nelson Cruz. Didn't replace them. Two, when you look at this lineup, really it's devoid of any major league veteran hitters. Now, I consider a veteran a guy who's had about five full seasons in the major leagues, and outside of Adam Jones, there's really nobody. So you've got a lot of young guys pressing at the plate that don't have the experience with these ups and downs, particularly how magnified it is, given the Orioles' recent success over the years and what they're going through lately. And I think it's a combination of all those things that's leading to all these strikeouts, the double-digit strikeouts seemingly every night. I mean, you've got a lot of guys who are streaky. Chris Davis is always going to be a streaky hitter. Adam Jones is always going to have certain at-bats where you wonder what was he even thinking, swinging at balls in the dirt. But the way this team has gone, for the better part of the season, really, it's been disguised in certain spells. This isn't the first time they've struggled. I think it's a combination, but mostly I think they just sorely miss any kind of veteran presence in that clubhouse and in the lineup.
We're speaking with MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. And, Brittany, give us the latest health update on Miguel Gonzalez.
Well, there was no structural damage in the MRIs ever done on his right shoulder and right elbow, so they feel pretty good about the fact that he will pitch again this season. Now, Gonzalez hasn't exactly had a good season. He's gone 11 of his last 14 starts. He's pitched 5 1/3 or fewer, so he's really struggled. They're going to let some of that inflammation around the elbow area calm down. They're not going to DL him because what's the point? The September expanded rosters. They don't need the roster spot at this point in time. So they think they dodged a bullet in terms of rotation-wise what they're going to do. I think Mike Wright, who pitched for AAA Norfolk last night, and Tyler Wilson, who are both rehabbing from their respective injuries, should be guys that will be inserted into that rotation. Keep in mind, they have the expanded rosters. If a guy goes 4 or 5 innings, they've got the bullpen to cover them. So I would look for those guys to kind of get inserted into the rotation. And Gonzalez, maybe in the next 2 weeks or so, will have a more definitive idea as to the rest of his season.
Well, Brittany, unfortunately for O's fans, it's been a pretty depressing podcast thus far. That's what happens when you lose 12 out of 13. Let's try to cheer ourselves up a little bit. Tuesday night, of course, marked the 20th anniversary of Cal Ripken Jr. breaking Lou Gehrig's Iron Man record of consecutive games played, 2-1-3-1, of course. When that happened, I can't believe it. I think everyone says this. I can't believe it's been 2 decades already. I was 17 when it happened, and I remember it like it was last week. It's such a monumental moment for the game and for Cal Ripken, of course. And I'm sure that, yeah, everybody was all smiles on Tuesday, despite what the final score ended up being, to see Cal Ripken Jr. back in Camden Yards.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, Cal was pretty funny. Interestingly enough, the man who played through so many injuries throughout the first pitch and again was kind of dealing with a physical ailment, he had a bike accident yesterday and slipped over his handlebars, kind of jammed his right shoulder. So he told us in advance that, you know, he might throw from in front of the mound, which he did. But he made sure to add that if this was during his playing days, he would have suited up. So he was very much the guy that he was 20 years ago. And he said in some cases it seems like just yesterday, like you mentioned. And then he looks at his kids and realizes they're in his 20s, and obviously he can't fit into his uniform anymore. And some of the kids he works with through the Cal Ripken Foundation through the World Series, once in a while he's going to have to tell them to Google him. So he does feel old in certain occasions. I think 20 hit him a little bit harder than maybe the 5th or even the 15th anniversary. But being known for such an unbreakable record, the way it all happened, the iconic lap around Camden Yards, it was really cool last night to relive all of that up on the Jumbotron and through actually having Cal there. It was a very cool moment, like you said, despite the loss. You know, the Orioles, really, it really would have been a cool game for them to win, but it was just not meant to be.
It was a magical night 20 years ago, nonetheless, back in 1995. And Brittany, in your opinion, how has the perception of that accomplishment changed from 1995 to here in the present day?
I think it's become even more mythical, to be honest with you. I mean, you look at the major leagues now, Manny Machado, the only active player to have played in every game so far this season. So he'd have to do that for another 16 years to get to Cal. And when you look at the fact that he suited up every day, yes, there was also a ton of luck involved, not having a broken leg or, you know, being hit by a pitch and breaking something. I mean, he said that one season he was hit in the first game, I think on the wrist or the elbow maybe, and he dealt with it all year. Something he had to learn how to throw and adjust certain things so that he didn't have so much pain. So I think it was more of a badge of honor back in the day. You just were expected to play for whatever. With all the money and the contracts being handed out now, I think the position players are, you know, sort of coddled to some extent, similar to the pitching nowadays versus, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. So I don't think you'll see anybody even remotely close. Gehrig held that record for, what was it, 56 years? So it would be pretty amazing if anybody even sniffed what Ripken and Gehrig and those guys were able to do.
And, Brittany, just to wrap up, I believe Cal at some point yesterday before the game said with a straight face that someday some player is going to break his record. Given, you know, and again, I respect Cal Ripken Jr. immensely, respect his opinion, but I personally cannot see that happening given the day and age that we're in, given the way that players are now, and with the concerns about injuries. If a guy, you know, cuts his toenails wrong, he'll sit out a game. It just seems like that's kind of the day and age that we're in. So that's my opinion on his take of it. What about yours?
I would have to agree with that. I think he was just being nice. I think if you go out there and say, this is what I did, no one's ever going to break it, it kind of can come across as really self-centered and kind of arrogant. So I would say that he's probably just saying that to be more humble. And he doesn't think that what he did was so outrageous. So to him, it's not some huge record the way it is to everybody else. But I agree. I don't think anybody is ever coming anywhere near that.
Yeah, I think that one is certainly going to stand the test of time. Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli joining us. Brittany, thanks as always for your time. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, thank you.
Matt Waymire signing off for MLB.com Extras Baltimore Orioles.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.